The rapture is upon us. Whether you are ready or not, today what people will hear is God revealing his plan
to his people,
to the people of the world.
Yeah.
God took me to see the future and then he brought me
back.
And then heaven, in a throne room, I see Jesus sitting on his throne. And I could hear him very loud and clear. I am coming soon. And to the people who are listening, please pay attention to what I'm going to say. He says to me, on the 23rd and the 24th, 2025, I will come to take my church.
There's a date.
There is a date.
Are there other people who have also said the same thing to confirm what you have said? Hola, Senfam, Sanbonani, Thobela, Dumelang, Wararapo, Apsheni, and welcome to another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Saint Twins TV with myself, Millicent, and my twin sister, Innocent. And week in and week out, we're joined by incredible guests who come to tell their story. And whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, welcome. We're so glad you joined us and we hope you stay.
Of course you're going to stay. And of course you're going to comment down below and let us know what you think of this particular episode. It's really going to be a good one. I can guarantee you that. So buckle your seats and get ready for it. And of course, we are available on our different social media platforms. X, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok,
Facebook.
We are everywhere. Facebook.
Go and we have a WhatsApp page as well.
And we have a WhatsApp channel.
Yes.
Please follow us on the WhatsApp channel as well. It's easier because you get notified of the latest episodes and you're able to see the promos, what's still to come, what is on the channel, which is really, really good. And we're doing it for you because we're already sitting here and we know the story. We're doing it for you. So do interact there. We truly, truly appreciate it. Let us get into our story for today. We've got a Mr. Joshua who is here to share his story. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for welcoming me.
Awesome.
It's a pleasure being here.
It's a pleasure having you. Can you please just introduce yourself to our audience, where you come from and who you are?
Okay. My name is Joshua. I actually reside here in Joburg, but I actually come from Cape Town.
Oh.
Originally, yes, I come from Cape Town. So, yes, that's me.
Okay.
And I'm a believer in Jesus, and today I'm ready to say what he has sent me to say to the world out there.
Yeah, I was about to say you're carrying a message, you know? So you came as a messenger today because there's been a burning issue, to say the least, that is in your heart, and, you know, you're just here to share that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and take us phase by phase? Because it's going to be a lot
that,
to swallow.
You said, like, he's a messenger, right? So maybe just to get it out of the way. So you're not, like, a full-time pastor or anything like any of a fivefold ministry. You just have a burning message from the Lord.
Yes, I'm just a simple person, no title.
Okay.
I'm not an apostle, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a bishop. I am just a believer, simple believer.
Born again.
Blood washed. You know, been walking with the Lord for some years now.
Yeah.
I know him personally.
Sure.
Personally.
I can say that I know him personally.
Sure.
So, yes, I just carry the message. That's all.
Okay. You know,
that's all. Yes, I just have the message today, and I hope that, yes, everybody will hear what the Lord wants to speak to the world today. Yes. And if I can I?
Yes, please.
Can I go ahead? Yes. So, as I say, hello, everybody, again. And I would just like to say to everybody, to the ladies and to the people who are watching, the rapture is upon us. The rapture is so upon us that if you are not ready for it, it is ready for you. It's when the time comes, when something has been appointed, when a time has been appointed for something,
yeah,
it's either you are prepared for it,
mm-hmm.
or if you're not, it still comes anyways.
Whether you're ready or not.
Whether you are ready or not.
Yo.
So, if I can give you a little bit of a background.
Yes, please.
Before I was born, where I got the name Joshua.
Yeah.
Before I was born, when my mother was pregnant with me, my father had a dream. And in this dream, he was told to name the child Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
So that time, I think the technology to discover whether the gender is male or female was not available.
Oh.
So that was 1982. I was born 1982. So when my father woke up, he was like, but him and my mother, they were not sure whether this dream, is it proper, because we don't know if it's a girl.
Yes, oh boy.
Or it's a boy.
And already this name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. So they chose to give the name Joshua. And when I was born, on the day I was born, then they discovered that I was actually a boy. So a little bit of a background there. On the day I was born, I was almost not born. There was some complications with the birth. And the doctor said to my parents that if I'm born, it's either I'll come out dead or I'll come out injured. So when I came out and I had no issue at all and I was alive, so the doctors said that I was a miracle. By the way, let me say, everybody's a miracle.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not trying to make myself more special than the others. So on the same day I was born, now my mother had me as a baby on her stomach and she was resting. So something, a force, a spiritual force came and strangled her. So as she was fighting off this force, fighting off this spirit, she was about to turn her body to fight this thing off her. But then now she forgot that I was on her stomach. So if she turns, then I will fall to the floor. Injure myself or probably die. But then God reminded her in that moment that a baby, there's a baby on her stomach. So she held on to me. The moment she held on to me, the spirit disappeared.
Wow.
So I grew up, maybe I was about five years, I was kidnapped.
Oh.
So for about a month.
Huh? What?
Yes, for about a month. I remember the ordeal. I was kidnapped for about a month. But miraculously, to cut the long story short, miraculously, by God's grace, I was found. I think some Indian family or person informed the police that, no, we've seen a child somewhere. And the police and my parents, they went to fetch me there. And then I came back to my parents. I grew up now when I was a teenager.
And wait, you remember those events?
I remember those events. I may not remember everything, but I do remember some things. I do remember myself sitting, like waking up every day, sitting where they sitting down in the, what do you call it, a stoop.
Okay.
Sitting down there, just crying the whole day.
Who were these people?
Honestly, what I remember is that the person who did this was someone who knew my family. But they kidnapped me and taken me, I don't even know where
to
where they taken me. So When I was a teenager, I had a problem of I was battling suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
I wanted to take my life so much.
Mm.
And the enemy was providing opportunities for me to do that.
Mm.
I remember this one time, I won't mention in what way I was trying to take my life.
Mm.
Just when I was about to do it, God stopped me.
Mm.
And I was a teenager then, maybe I was 16, 17, I don't know, somewhere there.
And there wouldn't be any underlying issues as to why you're doing it. You wouldn't do it because you're angry at a particular thing. It was just like the spirit of suicidal, you know, thought was there. It was just that strong.
Thank you so much for asking that question, because I think the enemy, Satan, was just giving me excuses.
Mm.
But I think what was after me was the spirit of death.
Mm.
Because if you see, when I was being born, there were complications. I almost died.
Yes. Uh-huh.
On the same day, this spirit comes and attacks
your mother. Putting you at risk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you see that death was following me.
Yes, and you've been kidnapped. And who knows kidnapped what the plan was.
Exactly. So that was that's what was happening in my teenagers. I think death, the spirit itself, death, was after me.
Mm-hmm.
So I say this story to say this. I'm here today to shame death.
Ooh.
You know, many people think, they will say, or maybe pastors are not aware when they say this, that everybody will die. Or maybe the world says it, that everybody will die. But according to the Bible, there is a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
There is a selected group of people in the world that will never see death.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and verse 52, Paul says, we shall not all sleep. In other words, we shall not all die.
Mm.
But in a moment, in the blink of an eye,
the twinkling of an eye,
we shall all be changed. We will be transformed from the immortal
to the mortal. Yes.
In other words, God will give us new bodies.
Yes.
And in these new bodies, we will never die.
Mm.
So I think the spirit of death was following me, because maybe Satan was aware that my calling in life would be to tell people that there is a selected group of people in the future that God has selected them for them not to see
die.
Death.
Mm.
So death is my enemy.
Yeah.
And death is the enemy of God. So to get into the story of what I came for today. But before I say that, in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. The Bible says, the Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servant, the prophet. I'm not a prophet, but I am the servant of the Lord.
Amen.
So today, what people will hear is God revealing his plan
to his people.
To the people of the world.
Yeah.
And a very near plan to see. So let me start. In the year 2000, that's the year I became a Christian, in the year 2000. I came to church, I gave my life. It was still in my teenage years, after battling the suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
So I think it was at the age of 19. I came to Jesus. I gave my life over to Christ. And one day I was serving in the church where I was. One day we were walking the street because we were coming from people's houses. We used to go and go to people in their houses and pray for them. So as we were walking in the street during the day in the afternoon with my friends, I noticed that next to us, there was an angel so tall as a building, or as tall as the tallest tree. This angel was carrying a sword with it, and it kept looking around us. It walked as if it was guarding us, as if like it's looking for demons that it can find that want to come our way, and then you know it would then cut it down with this sword. Yeah. Yes, it was protecting us. And I noticed that, in my perception, my friends were not aware of this.
They were not seeing what you're seeing.
They were not seeing what I'm seeing.
Mm.
So that was like one of the first experience of the spiritual world as a Christian, as a born-again Christian. And again, I would say, you know, sometimes I would be walking maybe to church or from church, and I would feel like I'm walking alone. I would feel as if I would be so filled with the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. I would feel as if Jesus is walking next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would sense him, but I would not see him. But I can feel him,
I can
sense
him. Yeah.
That he's walking next to me, but I cannot see him. 2003, in the same church where I was attending, I became a pastor, an assistant pastor, let me say.
Okay.
So one night, in a vision, in a dream, I'm sleeping. And in this dream, I see myself, it is at night, I'm in this place, in an open field. I look down to the ground. And I realized that the ground has bent. Instinctively, in that moment, I knew that it was not just the ground where I was that had bent, but the whole earth had bent.
Sure.
So the atmosphere of where I was, it was so terrifying. It was so scary to be where I was. I went to climb a hill to try and look to see if I would find another human being, because I was alone in this place. It was at night and it was dark. I climbed the hill and I looked around and I found no one. I looked up to the stars and I saw the stars. I looked up and saw the stars. And then I had an inner knowledge looking at the stars that they are believers. Who were taken up to heaven before the destruction that I'm witnessing here.
Okay.
And in that moment,
like
I never knew much.
Place.
Excuse me?
I'm saying rapture took place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in those days, I never knew much about the rapture. Because I was a beginning as a Christian.
Yes.
I woke up. After I woke up, I felt as if I'm coming from where I saw in the dream. It was so real. I'm awake now. But it was so real. It was as if God took me to see the future. And then he brought me back. That's how real it felt. Like I knew that what I saw was coming in the future.
Oh, and you knew that it had not happened yet.
It had not happened yet.
You were certain that it's something, it happened, but it has not happened yet here on earth.
Yes.
It's something that's still to come.
Yes. But I did not know when it would happen. I just knew someday in the future, this, what I saw in that dream,
it's coming.
Would happen. Okay. Fast forward 2011. Mm-hmm. Again, in a vision, in a dream. Just give me a moment.
No problem.
In a vision, in a dream. So before I talk about this vision, 2010, I decided that I was going to resign as an assistant pastor.
Okay.
So I resigned in 2010. So this is what I told myself in my mind. God, I served you. I've done my best, but now I think it is time that I focus on my life. So that was 2010. So 2011, again in a vision, in a dream, I see myself in a court. In a court. I can see this is a court. But I'm outside the door of the court. And instinctively, again, I say, I knew that this court was in heaven. Like it was a heaven's court.
Judgment.
Yes. So in front of me, as we were waiting outside the door, in front of me, there was this man who was also waiting to go inside the courtroom. But he was shaking with fear. Like he was shaking so much that it was visible.
Yeah.
And he could not hold his body. Mm-hmm. That's how much he was shaking. Like he was shaking so much. Hey. And then he went inside the court. It was as if he knew that if he goes inside of the court, he was not going to make it. So he went inside the court. I don't know what happened to him. And then it was my turn. And I must mention that the court proceedings were so fast. They took seconds. And I knew that even though I had not died, I'm in a dream. But I knew that the people who were in the line to get into court, they had died on earth.
Okay.
If you see the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, it says, it is appointed unto a man once to die and then judgment. So I knew these people were coming inside this court, you know, for
they're
judgment.
They're dead already on earth, you are not dead.
I knew that I was not dead.
Yes.
But they were dead.
You were certain, yes.
Exactly. So it was my turn. I just found myself quickly, I was sitting in court. And I looked at the chair where usually the judge sits. There was God. But he was so huge in the seat where he was, and he was translucent. I could not make out the details. But I could see like that this is God. And on my left, there was Jesus. He was there, like my lawyer or my advocate.
Advocate, yeah.
And he had a normal human body.
Okay.
And on my right was Satan. And in his hand, he had a file. And in this file, it was a file that, you know, all the sins that I've ever done, they were in the hands of the enemy, the devil. So you see Jesus is on my left, but when you look at it from the view of God, it's like he was on the right hand
of the Father.
Of the Father. Of the judge. So the enemy, Satan, he was ready to accuse me, or he was accusing me before God. But then Jesus stepped forward.
Hey.
When he stepped forward, immediately right there and then, I was acquitted.
Wow.
Of all the sins that Satan was carrying in his hand, that belonged to me.
Wow.
I was acquitted, and immediately I went up to heaven. So there in that court, there were stairs, as you see most in court, there's stairs that go down.
Down, yeah, like you're going to the temporary prison holding,
Like holding cells. And then, yes, maybe you get transported to prison. So it's like if you don't make it to that in that court, you would then go down, but then to hell. So I went up to heaven. I arrived there in heaven. I saw people were sitting there, you know, around. It was during the day. And as I was observing the people around there, Jesus appeared in front of me. It's like I left him in court there,
but then I found
him there again in heaven where I went. Mm. So Jesus, he looked at me. He had brown hair, dark brown hair, up to the neck. You know, he was handsome, you know, beard neatly trimmed, a white gown. He looked at me and without saying anything, he gave commands through his mind. So when he gave commands through his mind, chariots started to appear. And these chariots, when they appeared, they lined up. They had blocks of woods inside of them, polished, well polished. And there was this few block of woods that had names on it. And the names were were the names of people that were on earth.
Ah, okay.
But then the other blocks of woods that were many or more than the ones that I saw, they had no names. So this is what Jesus said to me. You have saved few people. This is what he said. And he looked to he looked towards the
meaning
blocks.
The souls that you've won to
the souls that I've won to Jesus were very, very few. So he looked over to the blocks that had no names. That were many. And he said to me, without opening his mouth, it's like through his mind.
So, yes, but it wasn't verbal, but he was talking.
But it's
to
so
you.
Loud I could hear him.
The harvest is plenty and the workers are few.
Exactly. He said to me, you have to fill all of this block of woods.
They must have names.
Exactly. And then I woke up. I woke up. So when I woke up, I thought in my mind that maybe God wants me to open a church.
Because of the number of souls.
Yes,
soul winning.
Yes, okay. I thought that God wanted me to open a church. So that was 2011.
Yeah.
2016, I started the church. So it was in a house. So in this house, I called people over. They came, and I used to pray for them. I went. I did these prayers for about a month. But inside my heart, I had no peace. Inside my heart, you know, I was not feeling good about it. So one day, I decided to tell the congregation I quit. That they don't have to come for prayers anymore.
It's done.
Yes.
more church.
Yes. So I went out. So I told them inside the house. So I went outside to leave. So in the yard there, where we were making the prayers, an old woman came to me and she asked me to pray for her. So we are outside. So I laid my hands on her head and I was praying for her. So I closed my eyes and she had her eyes closed as well. So while I was praying for her, closing my eyes, I felt in my hand an electric shock. I felt like my hand, something is shocking my hand. I opened my eyes while I'm praying. I opened my eyes only to see, as this old woman is here, I'm praying for her, next to her. Now, I'm not sleeping. This is not a dream. Jesus appears right in front of me. He is standing next to her. But now he's not wearing a white robe. He's wearing a king's robe. It had some bluish color, some navy blue color on it, and it went up to his feet or down to his feet. He looked so strong when he looked at me, and he had broad shoulders, and his chest looked so strong that day when I look at him. And when I look at his chest, it was as if I could see. Remember, I'm not sleeping. This is not a dream.
This is real life.
It's as if I could see the galaxies in his chest.
Yo.
like the galaxies, the space.
Yes.
It was as if I could see when I look at his chest. Mm. I remember he's wearing the king's robe. And in me, this voice or this knowledge came to me that this is the one that holds the universe together.
Mm.
And while I'm looking at him, I'm looking at his face now, he smiled.
Mm.
And I'm looking at him, after he smiles, he disappears.
Mm.
But I'm left with this knowledge in me. It's as if I could perceive that the smile he gave me was as if saying to me, well done for closing this church.
Okay.
Because this is not the plan that I have for you.
Yay.
You are not supposed to open a church.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew it right there and then.
It was a confirmation that you needed, actually.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm.
So just to conclude here, I finished the prayer. The mama opened her eyes. She said to me, do you know when you were praying for me, I felt something as if it was coming off my shoulders, and I feel very light after that. Me, I knew it was the presence of Jesus that was there. So fast forward, out in a vision, in a dream again, see him in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing the same king's robe. And then there he tells me, you must not open a church. You will introduce me as the soon coming king to the world.
That's it.
That's what he told me.
Clear assignment.
Exactly. And just to cut the long story short, he was standing outside the building in heaven that looks like, if you know the Supreme Court in America,
mm-hmm.
it has pillars outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was standing outside this building, if I may say. Yes. So, and then, yes, that dream would then confirm what I had felt he was smiling about when I saw him the day I closed the church.
Mm.
That dream would then confirm that really...
This is what I've called you.
I'm not supposed to open a church. I'm just supposed to announce him
as the soon coming king
to the world. So that was 2016. 2017, in a vision, in a dream, I'm taken to heaven. And there in heaven, in a throne room, I see Jesus sitting on his throne.
Mm.
On the floor, I could see there was a mist. And I could hear a sound around, as if the sound like was the sound of a war.
Mm-hmm.
It was like something is coming to the world.
Mm.
That's the impression that I had hearing the sound. Something very, very, very serious is coming to the world. So I looked at Jesus. He was sitting down and with his arms resting on the arms rest of the throne. Without opening his mouth, with his mind, and I could hear him very loud and clear, he said to me, I am coming soon.
Sure.
So when he said these words, he started to stand up but holding the arms rest. So he was standing up, but before he could fully stand up, as he was standing up, power came from him, harmlessly blew me backwards out of heaven, through the sky, in seconds. And I landed on my bed. The moment I landed on my bed, I woke up and I cried. Because when I was crying in that moment, I was feeling his presence in me so strong. My wife was sleeping next to me. She said to me, what's wrong? I don't know why I said this to her, but this is the answer that came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I saw a man in heaven. Those were my words. Fast forward, 2018. Again, in a vision, in a dream. I don't see him in this dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear a voice so loud, his voice so loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he says these words. And to the people who are listening, please pay attention to what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mark the words that I'm about to say, because none of the words that I'm saying are going to fall to the ground. None of these words will be empty.
Mm.
Because they come from God himself.
Mm.
In other words, they will be fulfilled.
Mm.
He said these words in a loud voice. I didn't see him, but he spoke in the voice in the stream. He said, there will be no World Cup 2026. He was speaking of the men's soccer World Cup. Because life on earth will not be business as usual for those who are left behind. These are the words he spoke to me.
That's in 20?
He said
26.
20.
No, I'm saying you received that in 20 what?
2018. 6
what?
Years ago.
That was many years ago.
Mm.
So that's what he said in 2018.
After he said these words,
I woke up. Me, I'm not a fan of soccer. So in that moment when I woke up, I did not know when the last World Cup was.
And when the next one is coming.
When it would be. I did not know. So I researched. Is there going to be a World Cup in 2026? And then I discovered there is going to be a World Cup 2026.
Sure.
And this World Cup is going to be in America. Okay. Fast forward, still in 2018. I wake up.
Yeah.
This vision is the last one. This is the main one.
That's the main one? Just got a date. What do you mean?
Yes. But this one that is coming is actually the main one. So I was sleeping one morning. Early morning, I wake up. I'm awake now. I'm not dreaming. I switch on the lights. And I'm reading my Bible. I read my Bible. And Jesus appears as, you know, you guys are sitting opposite me. He appears in front of me in a white robe this time. I'm looking at him and he says these words. From the time Israel became a nation, in 1948, there will be 77 years to the Exodus. Now, he used the word Exodus, but he was talking about the rapture.
Okay. Mm. He's soon coming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, I'm not dreaming.
Mm-mm.
I'm looking at him.
Telling you.
As he's talking. Without his mouth opened, remember, he's speaking through his mind.
The spirits, yeah.
He says to me, on the 23rd and the 24th of September, 2025, I will come to take my church.
There's a date.
There is a date. On the 23rd and the 24th of September.
2025. So what happens 2026 now?
2026, what he was telling me is that by June, the world is gearing up towards the World Cup, right? But by June, they think the World Cup will happen. But after the rapture, of September 2025, the chaos that would be in the world, the destruction, the devastation that would be in the world after the rapture, there will be no World Cup 2026.
So it's like in other words, the world, he's coming to take his own. So which means the ones that are not in Christ, they are remaining.
They are remaining,
but they're
behind.
Going to remain in chaos, basically. That's what you're saying.
Let me finish up his message.
Oh yes, okay. yes.
After naming the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025 being the rapture day, he then says, then after there will be a 7 years tribulation on earth on those left behind. And then it says, on the 15th of September 2032, I will return to earth as king. So on the 23rd and the 24th of September, he said he would come, it is going to be, if you are aware, a festival of the trumpets. It's in the book of Leviticus chapter 23.
It's in the Old Testament.
It is celebrated over 2 days. It's the 23rd. This year is a Jewish festival.
Okay.
It will be celebrated on the 23rd and the 24th.
Of September.
It actually falls on one day. But because of those who needed to confirm first when, because they marked the day by sighting the new moon. So if they sight the new moon on the first day, so that day they celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. Or if they sight it on the second day, then the second day becomes the celebration of the Feast of Trumpets.
Okay.
So he says to me, another thing that I forgot, he says, in these 2 days, no one knows which day or hour I will come. This is what he says.
Okay.
So the 15th of September, when he returns to be king on earth, it will be on the Day of Atonement Feast. It's also a festival, that is a Jewish festival.
That's
that is celebrated.
2030.
That's 2032. That's 7 years later.
7 years
later.
After, yes.
Yeah. After 2025. So I am here to warn
South Africa
and the world that Jesus is returning. If you are found without Jesus in your heart, in your life, if you have not given your life over to Jesus, time is closing in. The set time that God had put for people to receive him, the period of grace that Christ has given, God has given the church to reach out to the world so that they could receive Jesus and be saved. But now that time is closing in. Within 3 months, the world would be an unrecognizable place. We are only left with 3 months, or just a little over 3 months, and then the rapture would happen where millions of Christians all around the world, including South Africa, will disappear in a split second. And after this great disappearance, after the removal of Christians in the world, then the judgment of God is going to fall upon the world for 7 years. This is what will actually lead to the world ending. Before the return of Jesus to rule now on this earth in 2032 on the 15th of September. So I am here to plead and to beg the people. The time that you thought you had,
you don't have it.
You don't have.
Yo.
Because remember, I was not chosen to open a church. I thought that's what God had for me. But my calling would then I would find out that my calling would be to announce to the world that Jesus is first of all alive and living, and He's coming. So, world, be ready. Leave all sins, like all the burden of sins behind, and come to Christ, where you will find salvation. Because the time, as I said, is now closing in. I am one of the last call of God. I won't say I'm the only call. But I am one of the last call of God, an appeal to everybody, celebrities, business people, ordinary citizens, government, you know, ministers, presidents, countries, continents, all over the world. My appeal to you, that give your life to Jesus now, because the time of the rapture is at hand. Now, many people will say to me, but many people have predicted the dates.
That was going to be my question, that people are going to say, but we've had people saying the same thing, and dates have passed, like they did with the 2010, they did with, I think, the year 2000, the millennium 2000 year, yes. You know, so now they'll be like, what's different? And also another question is that you said you are one of the last people to sort of, you know, to let people know. So are there other people who have also said the same thing to confirm what you have said?
Thank you. So in 2019, this man is no longer with us now. Remember, I received the message 2018.
In 2019,
I'm watching TV, and I see this man. His name is Thomas Horn. He's no longer alive now.
Okay.
So he says that he has found information from a former employee of NASA. So this person, this former employee, says that it was an employee of NASA, that they have found an asteroid. An asteroid is like a rock as huge as a mountain.
Oh. Yeah.
That will hit Earth 2029. On the 13th, it will be on a Friday, on the 13th of April 2029. So there's many confusing, it is on the internet. There's other dates there, but the one that I'm telling you is the true one. So Tom Horn says, he then sat down, because the asteroid that they are talking about John saw it in Revelation chapter 8. It is in John, in Revelation chapter 8, it talks about an asteroid that comes and hits Earth and destroys the world. So Tom Horn then counts from 2029 April, because he believed that this Revelation 8 asteroid would hit Earth in the middle of the 7-year tribulation. He then comes back 3.5 years back, and then he lands in
2025.
In 2025. He doesn't specify the month or the day, but the year, 2025. And I put it to you, that man was right. You know, if you look at Matthew 24, verse 36, it says, no one knows the day or the hour. But there is a feast, or a Jewish feast, called No One Knows the Day or the Hour. It's called the Feast of Trumpets. You know, it is called No One Knows the Day or the Hour, as I explained earlier.
Yeah.
It depended whether the day would be the first day or the first day or the second day.
Yeah.
You know, when the new moon would be spotted. So it was called No One Knows the Day or the Hour. And some people would say only the Father knows the hour or the day and not Jesus, you know. And, you know, and also I say to you there that there what Jesus was actually talking about was he was making an illustration. In a wedding, in a Jewish wedding, the father would be the one who tells the son, go and fetch your bride.
Oh, so you think God then told Jesus to convey the message?
So Jesus is explaining to Jewish people, but making an example of a Jewish wedding, that when I come to earth, it would be as, you know, the father tells the son, go fetch your bride in a wedding. Mm. So the father will send me to come. But the difference now is that the father, in the case of Jesus, the father is the son. Mm. And the son is the father. Mm. You know, in other words, it's one God, but in three.
Yes.
So Jesus being God, is all-knowing. So he knows the day or the hour. It does not literally mean have no knowledge or he has no knowledge of the hour or the day. That's why I say in 2018, he revealed the hour.
So why in 2018 and you only speaking about it now?
I've not been speaking. It's not my first time to speak about it.
Oh, okay.
There is a podcast. I don't know if I can mention it.
It's an international podcast.
It's an international podcast. Yeah. That I think it's called. Can I mention it?
Yes, yes. Yes.
God's Voice Daily.
Oh,
where
okay.
I give this testimony.
Okay.
So I also have a YouTube channel where I try to give out this message.
Messages.
So that one I'm not going to give the channel name because I'm not here to I'm not here to promote myself. Yeah. So I have been giving the message, but the message is only relevant in the time of the message.
So it's urgent now because it's urgent happening now.
It is actually the time of the message. It's like Jesus.
So aren't you anxious? Like, aren't you like...
No.
You've been waiting.
So what I want to know, right?
I'm sure.
Well,
in closing.
Wow. Okay.
We've never heard this before. And I'm sure you understand, right?
I get our shock.
I'm processing.
The mind is spinning.
Yeah. But me as a child of God, I know he's the soon coming king, right? Mm. And we're waiting for the second coming of Christ. So I'm fine. Mm. You know, I'm just like, Lord, as long as it has to do with you, I'm good, you know? A final message for me, we're closing, right?
So you are fine with September. What do you mean you are fine?
I'm like, Lord, no. We have so many plans.
It is no comment. You are still processing.
So,
3 months, yeah.
Yo, so much is happening in my mind.
He said our heads are spinning. Our heads are spinning.
Our heads are spinning. You were right. Our heads are spinning. Our heads are spinning.
I did say, right?
You did.
I think for me it boils down to everybody needs to know Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And if you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, he doesn't know you.
Exactly.
And for me, I always look at it as a covenant. You know, like when you speak about a marriage, there's an agreement. You can't say you're married to someone and there's no agreement, there's no covenant. It's the same with our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm. There has to be that agreement. There has to be that covenant. There has to be that confession of the mouth to say, I receive you and I take you as my personal Lord and Savior. Mm. You repent from your past and you take him. That's, you know, for those who are asking.
Mm.
But I don't want to be left behind, you know. Mm. So thank you for sharing.
A pleasure.
And opening up and for delivering your message.
Yeah.
Thank you so
We're going to have a lot of questions. You know, obviously people are going to ask. Like, I already have a lot of questions, which is out of time. But just on, you know, how I feel like the body of Christ should be in agreement during this time. And like prophets should be agreeing with you and saying, okay, yes, you're right. Mm. I can confirm because of this and this prophecy or because of this and this. But then again, you get people in the body of Christ who are questioning, again, with scripture, like, nobody knows the day or the hour. And it's going to go on. It's going to be a conversation that goes on. And I'm sure you are like, you've heard every question before.
Can I give you, because of time,
yeah,
a simple answer.
Mm.
After receiving this revelation, Jesus, he died, was buried, he rose again,
mm.
and he ascended to heaven in 32 AD. And scholars or biblical scholars all agree that he would be gone for 2,000 years.
Mm.
If you add 2,000 to 32, like 32 AD plus 2,000 years,
mm-hmm.
you land up at 2032, being the return of Christ.
Mm.
But then now you need to subtract
7 years.
7 years. Because there needs to be, before he returns as king, there needs to be the 7 years of tribulation where God now judges the world
mm.
on those left behind. So if you minus 7 from 2032, you mm-hmm. end up at 2025. I promise you, days have come and go.
Mm.
Days have been spoken and they came to nothing, but not this one. I give you 1,000,000,000% that on the 23rd or 24th, the rapture of the church will take place. I'm asking the world, excuse me?
In 2026.
In 2025.
Yes, 2025, yeah.
In 2025.
I'm trying to look at our team. The reaction, because I'm like, it's too much for the two of us. I'm like, anybody, somebody, are you ready?
I'm asking the world to be ready, as you said.
Sure.
To give their life to Jesus. Jesus is God.
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you. I thank you for this.
Yeah,
for this
let's
platform.
Not add or subtract to what you said. Mm. Let's end the episode and hear what you at home have to say so that you don't say, you guys said this and you guys said that. The floor is open. The message has been delivered.
The comment
section
is
open. And we gave you time to talk. So the comment section is officially open. Let's get straight to it. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Please comment down below. Let's interact. Let's hear what you say. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you beg to differ? Or are you ready? Or are you saying, can it happen already? Are you confirming? Are you what? We are here for it. We are here to hear what you have to say. We've come to the end of the episode. And yay!
Yay!
Wow, my head is spinning. Nanya processor, guys. That's why I have little to say because I'm trying to process.
We understand.
Yes.
Thank you for watching from myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent.
And Mr. Joshua, thank you so much for coming.
And our shocked team. Behind the camera.
It's bye for now. I've been through the most.